Hi there, William. William, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service, answer any questions that you have, and also, because it is a brand new business, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday to you, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good. How about yours?
Oh, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Yeah,
it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, I mean, especially being that it's a young company, that's the real power of this particular listing, because your potential customers will not need to already know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they're on Google or on Bing, on their smartphone or on their computer, and they're typing in excavation contractor near me or dirt works or site prep, grading, resloping, anything that they might be looking for. As long as it's a service that you provide, we'll make sure that in that 50-mile service area anyway, that your business is one of those top options that people see. Now, of course, that gives them the opportunity to pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's going to be a flat rate. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. And, of course, that means it's our job to get your phone ringing quickly, keep it ringing, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, it's not just for Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. In fact, there would be Facebook paid ads so that we can quickly target anywhere in that service area, not just, draw a big circle around you. We'll target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be profitable for you to be found with those residential clients looking for your services. Now, of course, our job is not just to put you on the first page, William. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the good and compelling reasons to pick up the phone to call you. Now, a website would be an important part of that. Obviously, a lot of consumers look at a website. They want to see before and after photos. They want to know that you do quality work before they pick up the phone to call you. Now, do you have any before and after photos? I know it's kind of a brand new business, but do you have any photos of some of the work that you've already done?
No, I just had work. I had a company phone prior. And
okay.
Had work, a lot of pictures
gotcha.
On it, but now I can't really say it was, it was their work, and I'd hate to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, I getcha. I getcha. Well,
I definitely don't want to get caught up in a lie or something.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. Right, absolutely. The reason that I ask, though, and it's okay if you don't have photos right now, because sometimes for the very young companies, what they'll do is even allow me to include a website for you at no additional cost, because it is month to month, and we know that a website's important to your success, and we want you to see that success right from the very beginning. And when we do include a website, it means not just the initial construction of the site is included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website would be included at no additional cost. So as we send you new jobs, you can start taking photos or even videos. We can always add those videos and photos to the website later on. There would never be any additional cost for that if I can, in fact, get the website approved and included. So I'm sending my supervisor a note right now. And I mean, before I get to the pricing real quick, when I'm sending this request over to him, one thing that Lulu attached here, and I guess she found it when she was looking for your website, was an Angie Leads Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's, of course, a very different service. That's a lead-based service. Of course, you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently?
They're actually supposed to call me tomorrow, I think, and get it set up.
So you've not yet gotten any leads yet, or tried to follow up with those leads? Brand new?
No, I have not started it.
That's okay. That's okay. It is a very different service, but what I'm doing right now is messaging my supervisor, brand new business, using Angie Leads, and of course asking for that website to be included. Now, with something like Angie's, you know, you get a lead and that same lead goes to three or four of your competitors, and of course whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, you'll still pay for that lead. With our service, of course, you're not in a bidding war with your competitors, but a potential customer who is in the area needing your services will actually be choosing you over your competition. Of course, you won't be the only company that pops up on that first page, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's actually a good thing. You know, you're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they want, or they're looking for the cheapest guy, or they're looking for a bunch of estimates. You will get calls, though, from someone who will have seen that website for you, so they'll, of course, before they even start dialing your number, they're already hoping that you answer the phone. Now, as far as the pricing goes, you qualify for the new and business rate. William, that's actually, and by far, the lowest rate that we offer to the public. We do try to make it affordable, especially for younger businesses, because we know that although there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So, of course, your success is our success. That new in business rate actually saves you a little bit over 50% each and every single month. Like I said, it is kind of a promotional rate for a young company, but it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's going to be a fixed flat rate as long as you use the service. You save $300 every month, a little bit over 50%, brings the rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299 as an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees on top of that. So whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's going to be that same flat rate. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, especially if I can get that website included, that must be something you would want for your business, right? Get those calls directly to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, you know. It's kind of what we say, and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services again or recommend you to their friends and family. So it's certainly going to help you to get that steady stream of jobs coming in. Now, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, William, most of the time you'll simply get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature, and your customers will just pick up the phone and dial your number. On the website, there's also going to be a contact form, so they can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they hope you come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me?
Yeah, I got one question. Just
sure,
out of curiosity, how did you guys find me?
So when these positions become available, our inventory department supplies our mapping coordinators, and you spoke with Lulu, she's one of our mapping coordinators, they get a list of pre-qualified candidates, which means that you have some type of online presence. It could be that Angie's listing, or maybe like a Facebook page, or Yelp, or even maybe when you register the business. But our inventory department knows that you're in the area, that you do provide excavation work, which does fit the category that we're trying to fill. And then, of course, you have no bad reviews. So that puts you on the short list of pre-qualified candidates. Lulu's job today is to speak with potential business owners and help me find the one company that we'll work with. So again, this is quite a bit different than a lead-based service. With us, because it is strict Google guidelines. We can only work with one business at a time per area and industry. So we don't work with your competitors. Now, of course, you know, you won't be the only company on that first page, but you'll be the only one that we're working with. And that makes sense. I mean, of course, it makes sense for you. You get a higher return on investment. You get more phone calls. But that also makes sense for us. I mean, the $299, if I can get the website included, that's going to be below our operating cost, meaning that we'll spend more on that first month in time and resources and even the direct cost than that $299. So we're, again, looking long-term, although there are no long-term contracts. We know that our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Oh, 1 second, I got a chime. I hope it is from my supervisor. It is. Let me pull that up real quick. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one using Angie Leads, I would be more than willing to include a website at no additional cost. It says, hoping to help this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So he would actually allow me to include that website, which means, again, the $299 is an out-the-door cost, okay? So there's no setup fee. The website's included, which includes the hosting, maintenance, even updating of that website down the road. So, of course, you know, start taking the photos of the jobs that we send your way. If it doesn't happen quickly, that's fine. Anytime down the road, we can add photos of the work that you do. In the meantime, if you have photos of your equipment or yourself or your crew, is it just you doing the work, William, or do you have a couple of guys helping you out?
Just me right now.
Just you. That's perfect. You know, it's designed for small companies. It's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but you will get a steady stream of phone calls. And, of course, when the calls come directly to you, when you're not paying for every lead, that means you can also kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable, fit into your schedule, and things that you can take care of, whether it's, you know, the smaller job that's going to get done quickly, or the bigger job that's going to pay you more for your time, or maybe you just take the job closer to home, whatever it is. So, I mean, unlike a lead-based service, with a lead-based service, unfortunately, you'll be more likely to spend or to pay more if it looks on paper to be a bigger job. Like if it says site preparation on there, even if it's a small site, you're probably going to spend about $150 for that one lead. Other leads might be $50, $60, $80 or something like that. But again, with this, it's the flat rate of $299. And of course, the calls come to you. You're going to reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie's, but most people use Google. If they're not using Google, they use Bing. But there's no direct conflict between this and Angie's. Of course, you know, they're two separate things. One thing I would tell you, though, is kind of what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack or Networks or Crapjack, most of my clients prefer to get calls directly to them. And once we get your phone ringing, you might do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on paying for leads. You might keep your leads paused more often. Some of my clients actually cap their leads at a lower amount, and some actually do shut their lead-based service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on that first page, and this, of course, puts the power of Google to work directly to you, especially with that .com website. Get people who don't know the name of your company but need your services to find you on their own and call you directly.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
I do not, but I do have to tell you one thing, and I ain't trying to stand you up, but I'm about to run out of phone signal here. I'm on my way to the house, and is there any way I could contact you back whenever I get to the house? It'd probably take me about 15 or 20 minutes.
Well, sure. I mean, we can keep on talking until we lose the signal, but I do appreciate the heads up. And I can call you back in 15, 20 minutes if we lose the connection, but yeah, absolutely. When we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on, this would be the number that you would want your customers to call, right? This is the business
number. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. 606-225-9457. And is it a smartphone, William? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
You can. Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you will get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email goes, if it is a business email, we'll list it physically on the website and people would be able to see it. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it. It would, though, be attached to that contact form, so when people fill that out, you would still get those emails. William, what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
Right now, it's my personal one.
That's
it
fine.
Is Vanover, Vanover, dot William at iCloud.com.
At iCloud. So definitely a personal email, which is totally fine. Like I said, it will just not appear physically on the website. It would still be attached to that contact form, just no one would see it. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records from time to time, we do email things out to you. Most of the time, though, we're just going to give you a quick phone call or maybe send a text message out to you. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
All of them would be fine.
All of them. Yeah, that's perfect. There will be a little bit of overlap too, you know, a little redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text, that type of thing. Now, I never do want to assume, but with Vanover.William at iCloud.com, is that your last name dot first name at iCloud.com?
Yeah, my last name and then my first name, yep.
Your last name is Vanover. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, Mr. Vanover, and correct me if I'm wrong, the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one does come to you, there's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for your company?
No, I'll just be going to them.
That's perfect. And, of course, actually, Google expects it to be that way for service-based businesses. In fact, even if you had, like, an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you keep your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Then the address on the Angie's, the 3181 Devil's Fork Road, is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay, yeah, we definitely don't want that address to appear on Google. And then, is the business itself Eastern Kentucky Excavating with the LLC? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is I know it is an LLC, but it's a personal preference if you wanted the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, if you wanted to it to appear online. You can leave it off. There's no right or wrong answer, but we do want everything to be consistent. How did you want the company to appear online? Eastern Kentucky Excavating or with the LLC? Okay. I think we did get disconnected. I'll have to call you back in a few minutes.